The Rambam writes that there are three mitzvahs the Jewish people have to do when they enter the land of Israel: appoint a king, destroy Amalek, and build a temple. So Shaul HaMelech, when he was the first king, so he was rebuked for not fulfilling the mitzvah of Machias Amalek, even though he destroyed most of Amalek. However, he spared the king and some animals. And therefore, the Navi said, that's it, you're out. You can no longer be the king anymore. The question the Mefarshim asks is, what do you mean? What about David HaMelech? David also sinned. You know, he sinned with Bathsheba and with Uriah Hiti. In fact, he brought it upon himself. Chazal say he said, God, I'm so good, my heart's so pure, please give me any nisayon. I'm not gonna be over it. And so David was a little overconfident, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a nisayon, Bathsheba, a married woman who he was attracted to. So he ended up sending the husband to the front lines and marrying the woman. So and that's when Navi said, you've sinned. So how come when it comes to Shaul, and yet David stayed on? Why is it when it came to David, when it came to Shaul, that was it? We didn't give him another chance. Why did David get a second chance? What's the difference? In fact, it would seem that David's sin is worse than Shaul. David committed arayas, illicit relations, murder. And Shaul was shavi al tasa. We know it's always worse to do a sin of commission than omission. In other words, kumva ase is always worse. So Shaul just merely did not do something. So how do we reconcile? So there's a famous answer from the Akedas Yitzchak. In fact, there are two famous answers. The first answer the Akedas Yitzchak says is, what's the difference between Shaul and David? Why did Shaul not get a second chance and David did? So the Yisod, the Akedas Yitzchak, other Mefarshim point out, because there's a fundamental difference between Shaul's sin, which did not warrant a second chance, and David's sin, which didn't. His David's sin was a communal sin. It was a public sin in the sense that he sinned with the kingship. The job of a king is to destroy Amalek. He did not fulfill his public obligation. David, on the other hand, did a terrible sin. He committed adultery. But that had nothing to do with being a king. He had personal desires. And it was a personal avera. There's a big difference between a personal sin and a sin that you're not doing your job, an appointed job. In fact, we have that like in American law. We've heard it recently about impeachment. Let's say it's not just limited to a president, but let's say impeaching a president. So the Constitution says it has to be high crimes and misdemeanors. It has to reach a certain level. So some scholars interpret the Constitution as saying, so it's true. So if the president committed treason, bribery, things that he went against he's supposed to be doing, that's grounds for impeachment. But if the president did a personal sexual crime or he murdered someone, he's liable and he could be in jail, but in theory, you can't impeach him. It's not an impeachable offense. So same he showed here, what Shaul did was impeachable. It was a public crime. He didn't fulfill his mitzvah, Machias Amalek. Well, David, it was a personal sin, so therefore, he got a second chance. The kasha on Rav Yosef Abo is that's true regarding Bathsheba, but the only reason he was able to put Uriachita on the front lines because he was king. You know, of course, maybe you could argue, well, it was a sin of Taiva, and that was just a secondary of doing it, but that's a difficult, that's why some find the first answer a little difficult. So therefore, the Kedas Yitzchak, he suggests another answer. He says, really, in the nature of the sin and how bad the sin was, they're equal. It's not that David's sin was less of a sin. Like the first answer, communal, is much worse than a personal. Here, let's assume the sins were equal. It wasn't the sins that were the difference. It was their response to the sins, the tshuva. When Shaul said, the Navi came to him and said, what's going on here? So what was his first response? Denial. What are you talking about? I did everything. So Shmuel said, what do you mean? What about all those animals I hear, the sheep? So number one, so Shaul was always the first step, denial. He didn't admit his mistake. And then after he had to, he blamed other people. What do you want from me? The people were pressuring me. They wanted the sheep. They wanted all that. And therefore, he didn't take responsibility. So it was the response of Shaul that got him thrown out. If they would have did a sincere tshuva, then he could have stayed on, perhaps. Well, Masha Enkin, what happened with David HaMelech? When the Navi came to him and said, let me give you a mashal. Let's say there's a wealthy person, he has so many animals, and there's a next door neighbor, all he has is a tiny little animal, and the rich man steals his sheep or takes it, and he's left with no food, and the rich person is saving all his money. So David said, that's terrible. That guy's terrible. No integrity. You should kill that guy. It's awful what he did. And the Navi said nothing. The Navi said, you're it. You're the one who did it. That's what you did with Bathsheba and Uriachiti. So what was David's response? Chatasi Lahashem. You are 100% right. I am a sinner. I did a terrible thing. You'll say, well, of course, because there was no excuse for him to make. No. If you look at the Gemara, he had plenty of excuses to make, because the Gemara tells us that was the common practice. Everyone divorced their wives before they went to work, and they didn't want to leave them without husbands. So Uriachiti did the same thing like anyone else. So number one, she was single. She wasn't married. And secondly, Uriachiti, Chazal tell us, was Morid B'Malchus. He deserved a penalty for something else he did. So really, David had all the excuses in the world. He could have said she was single. Uriachiti was liable to get killed anyway. And yet, David didn't do anything. He didn't deny it. He didn't blame anyone else. He took full responsibility. Chatasi LaHashem. In fact, you could say Shaul didn't have any excuses and he made them up. David had a lot of good excuses, but didn't use them, he says, because the bottom line is, you know, I wasn't pure of heart. I didn't have the right motives. It's true she was single, but that's just a technicality. They were going to come back and get remarried again. It's true Uriachiti was Morid B'Malchus, but I wasn't interested in that. I was interested in taking his wife. So therefore, that's the difference between Shaul and David. It's the response to us. In fact, where did David get this koach from? So it goes back to Malchus based David. It goes back to Yosra Sheva and Yehuda. They were familiar with the Maisa in the Sefer Bereishis with Yehuda and Tamar. Basically, Tamar became pregnant, and they thought it was some type of adultery or whatever the case it might have been. It's not so clear in the details, but she did something wrong that was going to warrant a death penalty. And she had to do was tell the person who got you pregnant, And of course, Yehuda didn't know it was him. But she made an announcement, whoever money bag this is, etc. So that's the one who did it. So Yehuda, the Gemara tells us that Tamar wasn't going to give him over. As we learn now, better to jump into the Kivshana Eish, the fiery furnace, than it is to embarrass someone with Rabbi. So she wasn't going to tell. And yet Yehuda was Modal Emes, even though no one else would have ever found out. He said, that's me, I'm a sinner, it's my fault. He took responsibility. That's why he has the name Yehuda. That's why our Jews were called Yehudi, because more is to be Moda ala emes, Moda ani lefanecha, that you admit. That's why it means admit as well, because, and Rav Huttner has a whole discussion on it, that's what a king does. And therefore, going back to Yehuda, so David learned it from Yehuda, to be a melech, you got to have integrity, you can't make up excuses, and you're even willing to embarrass yourself for the sake of the truth. And that's why David learned it from Yehuda, and that's why he was given a second chance. So we have two approaches. Why was David given a second chance and not Shaul? Wasn't David's sin even worse? So the worst answer was personal versus communal. High crimes and misdemeanors. You only get impeached for a crime, the president abusing abuse of power. But a personal sin, you don't necessarily get impeached on. So that's why Shaul's sin was worse. The difficulty is, but he sent up Uri Achitas only because he was a king. So therefore, no, the sins were both terrible. They're both the same. But Shaul was in denial, blamed everyone else, and didn't take responsibility. David was the opposite. Chatosi l'Hashem. I had excuses, but I know they're not really good excuses. I didn't have a pure heart. I did the wrong thing. And therefore, he immediately told the Navi he sinned. And where did he get this koach from? The koach from Yehuda. Yehuda was incident with Tamar. Also, no one else would have known. David was Modal Emes, and Yehuda was Modal Emes. And Shaul wasn't, and that's why David got his second chance, and that's why the kingship comes from Malchus based David. And it's not just our Yisod in kingship, but Yisod of all of us. Yisod for all of us is that we have to take personal responsibility, and we have to start making excuses as well. You know, when we do something wrong, it's a lot easier to blame someone else. Even when you can, it's not easy to not take responsibility. But not only is it true for Yehuda and David, but it's true for everyone. We all have to do a turning inward and to see how we can improve and become better, and if necessary, modal MS.